Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360. Well, hello there and welcome to my very first episode of my podcast called the Vet Blast podcast. My name is Dr. Adam Christman, and I wanted to give you guys a little bit of background information about who I am and my story. And I think, I'm sure it'll resonate with quite a few of you out there. So yeah, I've been practicing private practice for about 18 years now. And I loved it and I still do, but I just do it in a lower capacity. Being a veterinarian is absolutely incredible, as many of you know out there. It's trying. It tests your emotions. It tests your physical capabilities, your brain, your skill set. You're always learning and practicing. That's why they call it practice. But this show is going to really help inspire, educate, and make you laugh, too, because life is too darn short. So we're going to make you laugh and chuckle if we can at the same time, because I truly believe that with laughter and education comes great engagement. So I've been practicing, and then I was given an opportunity to head over into the multimedia industry, and it just didn't happen like that. You know, I wish I could be like, oh, here you go. But it's because of the fact that I had some interest in doing some videos of animals that needed homes. I was working at one of the local animal shelters and showcased some animals that needed homes. That turned into many views. It turned into a YouTube channel. And then on the back end, I had the privilege of speaking for some pharmaceutical companies locally and then throughout the country. And so that kind of got me that speaking bug, if you will, that I really love to inspire. And then I also had an opportunity to start teaching at the local community college. I started teaching as an adjunct professor in anatomy and physiology. And on the nursing side, because believe it or not, veterinarians make great A&P instructors on the human side, since a lot of the cadavers are animals, rabbits and cats. So it just made sense. And so then they asked me about implementing a veterinary assistant program, an accredited one. And that took a little time to implement. But I'm so proud 6 years later to have that rocking and rolling, almost 300 students and graduates that have gone on into veterinary technicians, hospital managers. Two actually went into veterinary school. So it's so nice to provide that on the continuing education side. So I still do that. And then I was given this opportunity for Fetch DVM 360 to spearhead a great team and kind of propel it into the next level of multimedia and engage both veterinarians and the veterinary healthcare team, as well as get the pet parents involved as well. Because those of you that know, a lot of our pet parents want to be educated and also get the good material coming from their veterinarians versus Dr. Google. And you guys can certainly relate to that. So I did my undergrad at Rutgers University, and I also got a little minor in Spanish. So podemos hablar en español. And then I went to vet school at Iowa State University. So, and then I wanted to get a business background. So I got my MBA, Master's in Business Administration, through Aspen University online. And so that's kind of like my educational background. And so combining that with this opportunity and this platform for podcasts and social media and talk shows and the DVM 360 in print as well as online has really given me such a great opportunity to network and chat with all of you out there that are listening and tuning in. So thank you so much for your loyalty. And I hope to gain even more of your trust and understanding as these podcasts go on. And, my life wouldn't be complete without my other half, too. And Chris, my husband, Chris, we've been married for 3 years now, Chris, right? He's gonna say hello and introduce himself, too, because I'm going to show you the humble side of Adam Christman. So, Chris, what is it like... I got a text. What is it like living with a veterinarian, or you're married to a veterinarian? You have to get closer to the mic. Okay. Yeah, I can.
I'm coming.
Yeah, He's acting like he's about 2 miles away. He's literally just getting from one room to the next. So, okay. What is it like?
When Adam practiced, it was very, at first, nerve-wracking, just because he comes home from work, and I heard about his day, putting animals to sleep, seeing new puppies, and just the stress load of the clients. So I learned to give him his space. You learn to have compassion for him coming home when he was practicing, just because the amount of, what's the word I'm looking for, he goes through, emotions he goes through is real. But we learn to adapt. We learn to, you know, have our own personal time with each other and put work aside. Now it's a different realm for him, especially during the situation that we're in now, the virus.
This pandemic.
Just trying him to learn his place, all the conferences he worked on going virtual now. So it's a new dynamic for him and for both of us working from home.
And tell everybody what you do for a living.
I'm an agent with New York Life. I do life insurance, financial planning, group health insurance.
Yeah, so Chris and I, because of this pandemic, we've had at least the privilege and honor of actually being home with our delicious four babies. So, yeah, they love it. Chris is my new coworker. We have our own offices next door to each other now in our house, but it's been good. So thank you, Christopher, for understanding and dealing on this next chapter with me, with all my audio and equipment. It looks like my office turned into overnight, right? It looks like a studio.
Square.
Right.
With your snack tray.
With my snack tray. Yes. Chris has to give me snacks every couple hours because I like to get, you know, you need a little nourishment every now and then. So, but thank you, Christopher. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you. Let's give it up for round of applause for Chris. Thank you, Chris. All right. Thank you. But yeah, you know, Chris spoke about something that I've been working hard on since I actually acquired this position for DVM 360 3 days prior to COVID hitting. So talk about perfect timing. Like, you know, to make a huge career change is scary enough, and then let alone COVID-19 and this pandemic hitting. So it's just been a whirlwind. And then on top of that, you know, I had to, before COVID, I was organizing conferences for our ACVC conference, as well as Fetch Baltimore, Fetch Indianapolis, Fetch Kansas City, and Fetch San Diego. And so we had to cancel Fetch San Diego and, sorry, it's not San Diego. We had to cancel Fetch Kansas City, as well as Hospital Design, and then also Fetch Baltimore. So, you know, I worked so hard on getting all of them up and running, and then we had to cancel, of course, for the safety and well-being for attendees as well as for our faculty. But it's hard from a doctor perspective because, you know, we as veterinarians, we work so hard to deliver and to see a final result, whether it be from an ear infection to a surgery to building up a conference. And so not being able to actually hang out and get to meet my colleagues, and that's a little bit disheartening. But, you know, we do have a great conference that was able to combine with almost 300 credit hours. That's going to happen at the end of August there. So, you know, I'm really excited and looking forward to that. Listen, it's the best. It is what it is. You know, as much as we want to be with these guys and hang out with you all and network, because I always feel like 75% of going to a conference is all about the experience. It's all about networking and trading phone numbers and business cards and best practices. And just in this profession, we need each other, you guys. We need each other, whether it be a laugh, a cry, a hug, you know, just somebody to be there for us. So, you know, being able to not have that this year, at least in the summertime, is tough. So, you know, we're going to make the best of it. And so I've been working hard on that. And then, you know, we also have all these other platforms that we're working on too, virtually. We've had a lot of live webinars, which were successful, and as well as we had our first virtual recruiting event. And we've had, you know, over 400 attendees with that, which was great. And that developed because of COVID, because of the fact that I have a great relationship with the vet students. I love them so much dearly. Guys, if you haven't, please interact with a veterinary student. Just find one on Instagram and chat. If you're a veterinarian or if you're a vet tech, just talk to them. They're so inspirational. And I will say, they have got me through this pandemic. And I have made friends that I am proud to call my family that really look out for me as well as I look out for them. And these vet students, some of the graduating class of 2020, for instance, had some of their offers that were rescinded, unfortunately. So, you know, they were really upset and I wondered what I could do in this position. So I said, let me see. And lo and behold, we were able to have a couple of career fairs that are in the works. So that was a great thing that came out of something so tragic of this pandemic. And so so that's really great. And then we were also able to build this wonderful graduation video that if you haven't seen it, I strongly suggest you do. You can head over to my YouTube channel, The Dr. Crispin Show, and check it out because there's some great familiar faces and celebrities such as Jane Lynch, ABC World News Tonight, Dave Muir is in it, Dr. Oz, Robin Roberts from Good Morning America, and then many of our colleagues from Courtney Campbell, Evan Anton, Hubert Hiemstra, Gerardo Poli and his wife. So it's just so nice to, even as a veterinarian, just to sit back for these 18 minutes and take in the thank yous and congratulations. It just makes you feel so proud to be a part of the best profession. So, and that's what I hope that you get out of this podcast is to learn, to grow. I have some great guests that are always going to be on with me that we're going to have engaging conversation. Some of it's going to be challenging. Some of it's going to be tough topics. Some of it's going to be great and fun. And I'm a fitness enthusiast. So we're going to be engaging some of the self-care and taking care of yourself, as well as talking about diversity and inclusion in this world, and more specifically in the veterinary profession. So we got lots to cover. We're so busy, but I promise to keep it under 15 minutes because listen, nobody's got a lot of time to like binge watch. I'm not Netflix, you know, this is something cool to listen to in your earbuds while you're working out, driving, just listening to something before bed. And I really hope to inspire my fellow colleagues, as well as the veterinary technicians, assistants, hospital managers, and everybody that helps within the veterinary field, both large and small animal, because you are valued, you are appreciated, and you are so loved. So, I just wanted to say welcome and welcome to my podcast. I have multiple areas where you can find me. I have the Adam Crispin Show page on Facebook. I also have the YouTube channel called The Dr. Crispin Show. I also have my new website, so www.dradamcrispin.com. Check me out and subscribe because I'll be offering some cool stuff that's about to roll out soon. And we have DVM360, so make sure you follow us on Instagram at DVM360Mag, as well as FetchDVM360, and then follow us on LinkedIn, FetchDVM. This is what you get when you're a multimedia company. We're on all different platforms, and we love it. And I encourage you, if you're interested in writing articles for us for DVM360, as well as for our other publications, such as First Full Circle, First Line 360, Medicine 360, Business 360, Equine 360, Hospital Design 360, and Products 360, and VetEd, we are here for you. So we're proud to be the number one veterinary multimedia company in the country, and we're always looking to expand and build our relationships, whether it be in print or an Instagram live session or Facebook live. So you know, come along, and I'd love to be on this journey with you guys and see where this takes us. And thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast podcast with me, Dr. Adam Crispin. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay pawsome.